You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Hello, and happy 2021. The most interesting thing in tech? Well, it's something that happened in 1995. There was a debate between Kirkpatrick Sale and Kevin Kelly, who was one of the founding editors of Wired. And Kevin Kelly was a famous techno-optimist. Technology is making the world better. Wired covers a place west of California called the future. Change is good. Kevin very much believed and still believes in the power of technology to make lives better. Kirkpatrick Sale was more of a Luddite. He had, in fact, had smashed his computer. He had written books about coming economic collapse. Kelly went in to interview him, and it was a contentious, difficult interview. Kelly had a very different viewpoint from Sale. And then Kelly sprung a trap. He said, let's make a bet. Let's bet about whether the world is going to collapse. Let's bet about whether technology is making everything worse. So they made a bet. They made a bet that day in 1995, and they bet $1,000 on three factors. Would there be a global economic collapse, which made the dollar worthless? Would there be environmental catastrophe? Would there be war between the rich and the poor, between the haves and the have-nots? Sale thought the answer would be bad in all three cases. Who's going to adjudicate it? Well, they had a mutual book editor, and they made a deal. 25 years later, on December 31st, 2020, they would get together and they would determine who had won. The book editor took the $1,000 checks and decided to make a judgment. So, that was a famous bet. A lot of people talked about it. We finally have the ruling. What is it? Well, it's complicated. So, let's go through the three questions. Has there been a global economic collapse which has made the dollar worthless? Absolutely not. Clearly, Kevin Kelly is right. Second question, has there been an environmental catastrophe? Well, a techno-optimist, Kelly would argue that lots more people are living, many metrics of environmental quality are much higher, but on the other hand, raging fires, global warming, it's hard not to say there has been an environmental catastrophe. Editor gave that one to Sale. Is there a war between the rich and the poor? There is certainly a lot of tension. There are certainly problems. There is certainly a lot going wrong in the world. Who is right? That one's harder to adjudicate. The editor gave it slightly to Sale. But the terms of the bet, Sale had to win in all three categories to win the $1,000. So overall, the verdict is that Kevin Kelly, techno-optimist, won $1,000. What does that tell us? Well, it just tells us what a complicated legacy technology has had. It has, of course, made the world better in many, many ways for many, many people. It has created great economic wealth all over the world, particularly, for example, in China. But technology has also wrought all kinds of disasters and massive climate change and global warming, which you cannot see based on my background, but which is real. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. Welcome to 21. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.